हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच। जायसी चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मान्नियोजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। न कर्मणामनारम्भान्नैष्कर्म्यम् पुरुषोऽश्नुते न च सन्न्यसनादेव सिद्धिम् समधिगच्छति। न हि कश्चित्क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्यकर्म कृत् कार्यते ह्यवशः कर्म सर्वः प्रकृतिजैर्गुणैः। कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य य आस्ते मनसा स्मरन् इन्द्रियार्थान् विमूढात्मा मिथ्याचारः स उच्यते। यस्त्विन्द्रियाणि मनसा नियम्यारभतेऽर्जुन कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगमसक्तः स विशिष्यते। नियतं कुरु कर्मत्वं कर्मज्यायो ह्यकर्मणः शरीरयात्रापि च ते न प्रसिद्ध्येद कर्मणः। यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणोऽन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्मबन्धनः। तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसङ्गः समाचर। सह यज्ञाः प्रजा सृष्ट्वा पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वं येषवोऽस्तुष्टकामधुक् देवान् भावयतानेन ते देवा भावयन्तु वः। परस्परं भावयन्तः श्रेयः परमवाप्स्यथ। स्टॉप्ड। सो भगवान् मेड वेरी क्लियर रिनन्सिएशन ऑफ एक्शंस is not merely giving up the physical activities, but giving up the notion that I am the doer, understanding oneself, having clear vision of one's own self, thereby seeing oneself being free from doership as Atma is in fact absolute renunciation. Having said that, Bhagavan explained then, Bhagavan instructed Arjuna to live a life of karma yoga. Niyatam karma kuru. He instructed Arjuna to involve himself in the ordained prescribed duties. Because performance of karma, as one's own, performing one's duty is always better than physically remain inactive. Again, it's not possible to remain inactive also without doing anything, because it is not easy. All the actions are caused by the gunas of prakriti. Therefore, better we do our own duties. Having said all those things, Bhagavan has been explaining beautifully the karma yoga, the topic of karma yoga, and doing everything for Ishvara is doing one's duties, having one's focus on mental preparation, ultimately for jnanam, is doing one's actions for Ishvara. Otherwise, this world of people is bound by karma. There's no way of freeing oneself from bondage of karma unless and until a person attains jnanam. And for attaining jnanam, one has to be mentally prepared. And for mental preparedness is impossible unless a person lives one's life in conformity with dharma as an offering to Bhagavan, having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal. All this has been made very clear. Now in this verse, 11th verse, Bhagavan said that one should live one's life as karma, as yoga. So if a person has to convert one's life into a yoga discipline, one should live a life of panchamaha yajñas. And those yajñas have been prescribed in the Veda. So following a Vedic way of life, the life enjoined by the Veda means living a life of panchamaha yajñas. That is how we can propitiate all the natural phenomena revered as devas, devatas. And devatas also in return propitiate. There's a mutually propitiating. So people propitiating devatas, devatas propitiating people. And one can live one's life in harmony with the universal order, universal natural moral law and order, without disturbing the order. Thereby tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace, one can become qualified to attain jnanam, thereby one can even attain moksha. So Bhagavan says, parasparam bhavayantaha devan bhavayata anena. By following this life of panchamaha yajnas, may you propitiate devas. So te devaha vaha bhavayantu, all those devatas propitiate you in return. Parasparam bhavayantaha paramshayaha vapsyatha. So this living in harmony with the universal order, living one's life without disturbing the universal order, in due course of time will contribute for the accomplishment of the absolute end mokshaha, paramshayaha. We have already seen literal meaning. Let us now come to this bhasham part of it. Devan. What is devan? Akarantaha, pullingaha, devashabdaha, tasya shabdasya dvitiya vibhakto bahuvachane devan iti rupam. So devan is equal to indradin. So all those devas such as Indra, etc., bhavayata, may propitiate. So propitiating devatas means what? Offering oblations, offering prostrations, acknowledging their contributions for our well-being, and expressing our reverence and gratitude towards to them is bhavanam, is bhavana. That's what is bhavayata, propitiating. So vardhayata, so may you nourish those devatas. So may you, thereby anena yajnena, but through this life of panchamaha yajnas, by living a life of panchamaha yajnas, we nourish those devas. If we do what the devas do, te devaha bhavayantu. So bhavayantu is equal to apyayayantu. Te devaha apyayayantu. Apyayantu means what? So may devas also do something something favorable in return. If you do, you propitiate devas also, definitely let those devas also do something favorable in return. May those devatas also nourish in return. Propitiate in return. Apyayantu. How can devatas nourish us? How can devatas propitiate us? Our propitiation must be in the form of expressing our gratitude, acknowledging their contributions for our well-being, and expressing our reverence. And their propitiation must be in the form of blessing us with everything that we need for living this life. So first of all, we need food. Without food, a thing can happen. Life itself is not possible. So we have to survive in this world, physically, mentally, intellectually, being healthy, for which we need food. And for food, we need food, all the lands must, cultivable lands must be cultivable, and they must yield food. For the Mother Earth to yield food, there must be rains, water. And water is possible only if there's rains. For the rains to happen, there must be evaporation of water, condensation of water. All the natural phenomena must function being given in certain order. Your Vrishtyadina Vaha. Vaha means Yushman. So me te devaha vaha bhavayantu means te devaha vaha apyayantu. Katam Vrishtyadina. By blessing us with adequate amount of rains in appropriate times. You know, Uchite Kale Vrishtihi. Again, there should not be excess of water, there should not be drought or floods, and then rains, untimely rains, some not a good. So timely rains. So Vrishtyadina, by blessing us with not only Vrishti Adi Shabda for every etc., that all that we need for living this life, it is Mother Nature. In the form of natural phenomena, all devatas bless us with everything that we need. Everything, we are blessed with everything. Everything has been given to us already. There's nothing which has not been given to us. Giver gives himself to us, and everything has been given to us. Nothing which has not been given to us. And having enjoyed everything given, and we have to acknowledge the presence of the giver by enjoying the given. By enjoying the given, we have to acknowledge the presence, the grace of the giver. Then our gratitude towards the giver must culminate in discovering the Swarupa of the giver being our own Swarupam. That is how the worship should culminate. That's how the worship should end. Okay, therefore, even parasparam anyonyam bhavayantaha. So they give everything. So let those devas propitiate us. He says propitiate you. Vaha means Yushman. Yushman is you. Because Bhagavan says devatas also propitiate, nourish all of you by blessing you with everything you need, such as rains, etc. Evam parasparam, parasparam means what? Anyonyam, mutually bhavayantaha. So mutually propitiating. Shreyaha, shreyaha here means what? Param, moksha lakshanam. This is how, when we live our lives propitiating mutually, we are living our lives in tune with the order. Therefore, that's a harmonious life. That is how we tap Bhagavan's grace and will contribute for our mental tranquility. It is this mental tranquility, then there will be contemplative disposition is possible, Shravanam is possible, Mananam is possible, Nidhyasanam is possible. In due course of time, even attainment of the vision of the truth also is possible. And by way of attaining the vision of the truth, we can discover freedom, our own Swarupam. So Bhagavan says here, Anyonyam bhavayantaha shreyaha param moksha lakshanam. The absolute good, param shreya means absolute good, the ultimate welfare in the form of moksha. Moksha means in the form of moksha. What is it? Jnana prapti kramena. See, he makes it very clear. Jnana prapti kramena. The proper order of attainment of jnanam. So by living this life of dharma, by living a worshipful life, by living a panchamahayajnas, we can propitiate devatas, we can express our gratitude to devatas for all that we are blessed with. That is how devatas also will nourish us in return by blessing us with rains, etc. Thereby, living a harmonious life, living a life in harmony, in tune with the order, in due course of time, we can have all that we need for jnanam, and we can attain jnanam also. By way of attaining jnanam, we can even accomplish ultimately the mokshaha, the absolute good. So, param shayaha moksha lakshanam. See, the moksha cannot be attained without jnanam. Jnanam itself is moksha. So, this living of panchamaha yajnas, propitiating devatas, cult, finally, it should contribute for the attainment of jnanam. By blessing us with all the preparedness, all the qualifications required for the attainment of jnanam. But jnana prapti kramena. So, by the proper order of attaining jnanam, may attain mokshaha. Param shayaha jnana prapti kramena avapsyata. So, attainment of moksha, attainment of jnanam only. Therefore, he says, jnana prapti kramena. Param shayaha avapsyata. Param shayaha avapsyata. There's no way of attaining moksha without having attained jnanam. Attainment of jnanam itself is attainment of moksha. So here, Bhagavan says, Swargam va param shreyaha avapsyatha. So even if a person does not become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, even if a person aspires for Swargam also, may you attain Swarga or Va, may you attain even absolute good in terms of Jnanam, which itself is Mokshaha. Param Shreyaha Avapsyatha. Okay. We'll go to the next verse. I explained this many times. Pujya Swamiji explains in his Vita Hamsini course, Shreyas itself literally means good. Sakaranta Napusakalinga Shabda. And Param Shreyas means what? Absolute good, ultimate good. What is absolute good? The best. What is the best? In fact, the best relative term. So, universe, that which is universally desirable, that which is sought after, desired, aspired for by all the people of all times, of all cultures, of all places, is absolute good. The one thing which is sought after by all the people of all times, of all places, of all cultures, the entire humanity, is absolute good. That is nothing but happiness. The happiness is in the form of jnanam. Therefore, paramshayaha avapsyatha. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Kincha. If we propitiate devatas. See, living a life of panchamahayajnas is expressing our gratitude to all the devatas, expressing our reverence to all the devatas. It is propitiating devatas is in fact the means of tapping Bhagavan's grace also. So in fact it is living in harmony with the order. Once we propitiate, we said let those devatas propitiate, as in Bhagavan says that let those devatas, propitiated devatas, propitiate you in return. And Bhagavad Pada explained propitiation of devatas. Devatas propitiating us should be in the form of blessing us with everything that we need for living this life, such as rains, etc. So here he says, what do the devatas do? How do they propitiate? First thing he says, Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha dasyante yajna bhavitaha. Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha dasyante yajna bhavitaha. Taidattana pradayai bhyaha yo bhunkte stena yeva saha. Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha dasyante yajna bhavitaha. Taidattana pradayai bhyaha yo bhunkte stena yeva saha. Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha dasyante yajna bhavitaha. Taidattana pradayai bhyaha yo bhunkte stena yeva saha. So Bhagavan says, devaha dasyante, all those devatas, all the natural phenomena revered as devatas, will bless, will give, will bestow dasyante. Which devaha? Yajna bhavitaha devaha. Devas who have been propitiated, who are propitiated through worship, through the performance of rituals, through a life of panchamahayajnas. So devas who are propitiated through a life of panchamahayajnas, yajna bhavitaha devaha, he indeed, ishtan bhogan dasyante vaha. Vaha means to you. Devas definitely will give all the desired objects. Desired objects means what? All that we need materially. All the material things we need for living this life. The material, time-bound material ends. In terms of all forms of arthas desired by us, all forms of wealth desired by us, all forms of pleasures desired by us, even different degrees of punyam that desired by us, ishtaha bhogaha, desired objects of enjoyment. Desired objects of enjoyment in the form of material ends, artha kama dharmaha. So, ishtan bhogan, devaha, yajna bhavitaha devaha dasyante. That is the very order of the order of it. That is how Ishvara's order is. If you do something, something will come back to you. If you give something, Amritam will come back to you. With which motive, with which intention, how you do anything, then confirm it with dharma or against dharma, exactly in keeping with how you do, with what intention you do, what motive you do, it will come back. That is the law of karma. So once you propitiate devatas, these devatas propitiated by living a life of Panchamahayagnas definitely will give you, will bestow you the all desired objects of enjoyment in the form of time-bound ends, time-bound material ends, artha kamaha dharmaha. The dharma, even punyam. So ishtan bhogan hi indi devaha hi ishtan bhoga yajna bhavitaha devaha hi ishtan bhogan vaha dasyante. Okay. Taihi dattan ebhyaha apradaya yahabhunte sahastenaha eva. So they give abundantly. The food that we eat is given by devatas. The water we drink is given by devatas. The air we breathe for survival is given by devatas. And the knowledge we need to live this life given by devatas. All capacities are given by devatas. We are blessed with everything that we need to live this life. For the shelter is given. Clothing is given. All the basic needs are given. And making use of these basic needs, living this life, and anything is possible. Everything we do is what? The possibility of doing anything and everything is also given. That's why Devaha will give you everything. And Taihi Dattan Yahabhunte, the person who enjoys all those things given by those devatas. Taihi dattan yaha bhunte. The person who enjoys everything given by them, the food, the shelter, the clothing, everything that is needed for life, the person who enjoys everything given by them, taihi dattan yaha bhunte, te ebhyaha apradaya. Without having given anything in return to those devatas. Your person only is a consumer, but he is not a contributor. So, yaha yebhyaha apradaya taihi dattan bhunte. The person who eats, who enjoys everything given by those devatas, without having given anything in return to those devatas, such a person is a non-contributive consumer, is also a thief. Stenaha eva, sahasthenaha. He steals from Mother Nature. He is a person of theft. He is a thief. Sahasthenaha eva. Why he is a thief? Because he only takes from Mother Nature, he consumes, he lives his life enjoying everything given by Mother, everything given by Devatas. But there's nothing he gives in return to them. So that's why worship is very, very important. Nitya Puja is very, very important. Panchamaha Yajna is very, very important. Which Yajna you can avoid? Tell me. Deva Yajna. Regular pujas every day, morning and evening. the whole day remembering Bhagavan must live a life of dharma. So worship is a symbolic act of offering through which we express our gratitude to Bhagavan in the form of all devatas, the natural phenomena, acknowledging their abundance of contribution for our well-being. It is their contribution which keeps us going. So without their contribution, without the mercy of those devatas, we cannot have food. Without food, we cannot create not even a leaf. We cannot even create a leaf, one grain of rice. So we are totally at the mercy of devatas' contribution. When we acknowledge their contribution, how much they contribute, how abundantly they contribute for our well-being, in the form of food, shelter, clothing, and everything that we need, we feel very humble and we feel very grateful to those devatas. And expressing, revealing our this feeling of gratitude towards those devatas, acknowledging their contribution, not little abundance of their contribution for our well-being, is a symbolic act of offering. We really do not give anything to Bhagavan, anything to devatas. We cannot give anything to devatas. It is a symbolic act of offering because we express our feeling, we express our gratitude. Because subtle feelings need expression. We have to give something. That's why every day in puja we drink some liters of milk. Little milk we offer, one small fruit we offer, one small flower we offer. Devatas are not going to take it. Bhagavan is not going to take it. Because everything is Bhagavan. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. The giver is Bhagavan, given is Bhagavan, giving is Bhagavan. What is being given also is Bhagavan. So offerer is Bhagavan, the act of offering is Bhagavan, what is being offered is Bhagavan, the one who is offered it to is also Bhagavan. Therefore, where is the question of offering? Offering is a symbolic act of offering only. Nothing can be given to Bhagavan, but still this expressing our gratitude to Bhagavan is very important. That is how we become subtle-minded. That is how the gross-minded people can become subtle-minded. Therefore, taihi dattan yebhyaha apradaya yaha bhunte. So the person whoever enjoys everything and anything given by those devatas, without giving anything in return, without expressing one's gratitude to them in the form of worship, etc., is a non-contributive consumer. Such a person is really a thief. So if you sorry, living life of Deva Yajnaha, Manishya Yajnaha, Bhuta Yajnaha, Pitra Yajnaha, all these Panchamaha Yajnas convert our life into a life of contribution. We do not become mere consumers without contributing anything in return. Therefore, such a person, yaha bhungte saha stenaha eva, he is a thief. We don't need to go and break somebody else's doors, lock and steal something from them, to something from somebody, to be a thief. Usurping anything which belongs to another person without expressing our gratitude is also, it's a theft only. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Ishtan means abhipretan, bhogan, isht abhipretan bhogan. All those objects of enjoyment which are really expected, anticipated. He indeed, Vaha Yushmabhyam to you, Devaha Dasyante is equal to Vitarishyanti. Devas will certainly distribute to all of you all the anticipated, expected, desired objects of enjoyment. In the form of what? Stri, Pashu, Putradin. So, the pleasure of having progeny, enjoying one's children, the pleasure of having the cattle wealth in terms of cow, etc., even having the pleasure of, in enjoying the pleasure of having a good companion as a wife, a person who helps to live life of dharma, all these can be earned by having punyam by the grace of devatas. He said, Stri Pashu Putradin Yajna Bhavitaha. So, Stri Pashu Putradin Yajna Bhavitaha Devataha Vitarishyanti Yushmabhyam. So, to all of you, these devatas, propitiated devatas, devatas whose grace has been invoked, they will distribute all forms of objects of pleasures, objects of enjoyment in terms of stri, pashu, cattle wealth, and progeny, etc. So yajna bhavitaha means what? Yajnehi vardhitaha, toshitaha. So those devatas who have been, who were, or who are pleased, propitiated devatas will bless you with, will distribute all objects of pleasures, enjoyment. Stri, you know, in terms of good wife, good children, progeny, and also cattle wealth, etc. All forms of, you can say, all forms of artha kama dharmaha, devatas will bless you with. Taihi devaihi dattan bhogan apradaya adatva. So without having given anything in return to those devatas, simply enjoying the objects blessed, given by those devatas, you what? Anranyam akritva. Very important word. Anranyam akritva. See the word, very nice word. Rinam means debts. Rinam means what? Debts. Anrinam means not having a debt. So, rinyam, rinyam, anrinyam. Anrinyam, rinam, adjective. Anrinam, adjective. Anrinyam means being free from debts. Anrinyam. So, anrinyam akritva, without having paid a debts in return to those devatas. See, we have Rishi Runam, Deva Runam, Pitru Runam. We are indebted to devatas. we are indebted to devatas, indebted to pitrus, indebted to all the natural phenomena, and we had to pay our debts. It's called onrinyam. So, not having any debts, onrinyam akritva. So, without having paid our debts in return, that's the meaning. Onrinyam akritva means without having paid our debts in return. How can you pay our debts back to those devatas? Only by living strictly a life of dharma. So living a life of dharma, expressing our gratitude to devatas through the symbolic act of offering in terms of worship. Worshipping those devatas, we can pay our debts to those devatas. So onrinyam akritva, without having freed oneself from the debts. If a person simply only takes from the devatas but doesn't give anything back to devatas, means ebhyaha devebhyaha, ebhyaha means to these devatas, without having given anything in return, yaha bhunkte swadeha indriyani eva tarpayati. Yaha bhunkte, who enjoys everything given by the devatas, means what? One takes care of the satisfaction of one's own body, mind, sense complex. Swadeha indriyani eva tarpayati. The person satisfies the needs, the physical needs, biological needs, sense needs of the sense organs, mind, etc. Always one takes care of the needs of one's body, mind, sense complex. The way one satisfies the body, mind, sense complex. Swadeha indriyani eva yaha tarpayati saha bhunkte. Yaha bhunkte, the person who enjoys everything given by the devatas, means the person only takes care of the needs of one's body, mind, sense complex. He satisfies one's physical, emotional needs, sensory needs. Such a person, stenaha eva. Stenaha, equivalent word is taskaraha. So taskaraha also means, thief. Stenaha also means thief. Therefore, taskaraha eva, saha stenaha eva. Saha devari swapahari. Swapahari, saha devari swapahari. Devari swapahari. Such a person is a thief, means swapahari. Devadinam swapahari. He is a usurper of everything belonging to devas. So, devadinam swapahari means what here? He is a usurper of things belonging to others, devatas. So, living a life of panchamahayajnas helps a person get rid of the debts a person has towards devatas, pitrus, you know, other beings. Therefore, it is said, onrinyam akritva, without having done the returning of debts, freeing oneself of the debts, your person is a mere consumer. If there's no contribution on his part, then definitely he is considered to be a thief. He becomes a thief. Ye punaha, यज्ञशिष्टाशिनस्सन्तः मुच्यन्ते सर्वकिल्बिषैः. यज्ञशिष्टाशिनस्सन्तः मुच्यन्ते सर्वकिल्बिषैः. भुञ्जते ते त्वघम् पापाः ये पचन्त्यात्मकारणात्. यज्ञशिष्टाशिनः सन्तः मुच्यन्ते सर्वकिल्बिषैः. भुञ्जते ते त्वघम् पापाः ये पचन्त्यात्मकारणात्. अगेन् भगवान् सेस् इन् दिस् वर्स्, the same fact, same thing Bhagawan reveals in this. So not living a life of panchamahayajnas is in fact not being worshipful of devatas, is non-propitiation of devatas. And non-propitiation of devatas means what? Simply living one's life, enjoying everything given by the devatas, is living one's life as a non-contributive consumer. Being a mere consumer without contributing anything in return to society is actually being a thief. So the same fact is Bhagavan repeated by Bhagavan this verse. Yajnasishtashinasantaha mochyante sarva kilbishaihi bhunjate te twagham papaha ye pachantyatma karanat. See, ఆత్మకారణాత్ పచంతి, పచంతి ఆత్మకారణాత్. ఆత్మకారణాత్ పచనం మీన్స్ వాట్? లివింగ్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ నీడ్స్. ఆత్మకారణాత్ పచనం, పచనం లిటరలీ మీన్స్ కుకింగ్. And Atma Karanat Pachanam means cooking for oneself. That's the literal meaning. But we don't take it here as the literal meaning here. So taking care of one's own needs, one's own happiness, one's own emotional, physical needs. So already it was mentioned. Taking care of one's, the needs of one's body, mind, and complex. So doing things for one's own happiness, one's own satisfaction. Such people, he says, we're going to see, I'm going to explain again this word, Atmakaranat Pachanam. So those people who cook for themselves, Atmakaranat Ye Pachanti, means those who live foolishly self, those who are foolishly selfish. In Purushottam's language, those who are foolishly selfish. People who live a life of karma yoga, people who live a life completely governed by dharma, and the people who live a life of panchamahayajnas are people intelligently selfish. Whereas people who do not live a life of karma yoga, who do not follow dharma, who do not live a life of panchamahayajnas, who are not, who do not acknowledge the contribution of devatas, who do not give anything in return to Bhagavan in the name of devatas, who take care of only their own physical emotional needs, such people ते पापाः, दे सिनर्स. दट्स पीपल, वाट् डू दे कन्स्यूम्, वाट् डू दे ईट्? अघं, ते तु अघं भुञ्जते. दोस् पीपल्, ये आत्मकारणात् पचन्ति, ते तु अघं भुञ्जते. दे ओन्ली इन्कर् सिन्, दे ईट् सिन् मीन् वाट्? दे कन्स्यूम् सिन् मीन् वाट्? दे अफोर्ड् अक्युमुलेट् सिन्, दे इन्कर् सिन्. वेरस् द फस्ट् थिङ्ग् भगवान् सेस्, यज्ञशिष्ट अश्विनः सन्तः, वेरी ब्यूटिफुल्, सर्वकिल्बिषैः मुच्यन्ते, वेरी इम्पार्टेण्ट् वर्ड्, सर्वकिल्बिषैः मुच्यन्ते. दे बिकम् लिबरेटेड् फ्रम् ओल् फार्म्स् आफ् ब्लेमिशस् अण्ड् सिन्स्, इम्प्युरिटीस्, सर्वकिल्बिषैः, फ्रम् ओल् फार्म्स् आफ् सिन्स् अण्ड् ब्लेमिशस्. दे बिकम् लिबरेटेड् मीन्स् वाट्? दे बिकम् फ्री फ्रम् संचित कर्म, आगामि कर्म, पार all karmas. They become all wrong notions. So they become liberated for good. How? Being blessed with jnanam, knowledge. How they become blessed with jnanam? Being blessed with the mental disposition required for going to discipline of jnana yoga. And who are the people who are blessed with such mental tranquility, mental preparedness, the dispassion, the discipline of understanding? Who are the people who can peacefully go through the discipline of jnana yoga, attain jnana very quickly, and who can free themselves from all forms of blemishes? Who are the people? Yajnasishta Ashinaha. Yajnasishta Ashinaha. So Yajnasishta Ashinaha. All the people who eat the remaining things, the prasada, having lived a life of panchmahayajnas, and whatever they get, they enjoy in life, living of panchmahayajnas, they enjoy whatever they are blessed with, and they are yajnasishta ashinaha. The partakers of the remainings of yajna, they are the enjoyers of Bhagavat Prasada, Yajnasishta Ashinaha. Such people, Yajnasishta Ashinaha, are the people who live a life of Panchamahayajnas, who strictly live a life of Karma Yoga governed by Dharma, and they enjoy whatever is ordained by the order. Such people become liberated from all forms of blemishes. Whereas those who do not live a life of Panchamahayajnas are the people who do everything for satisfying their own material needs. Such people become sinners. And they eat papam, agam bunjate. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, in fact, it is such a wonderful slokam, this is. Deva yajnadin nirvartya. See, Deva yajnadin nirvartya. Having followed all forms of worship such as Devayajna, etc. Devayajnadi Nirvartya means having lived a life of, or living life of Panchamahayajnas. Tatsishtam Ashanam Amritakhyam Ashitam Shilam Yesham. Those people who are endowed the discipline to be eligible to attain jnanam. they are yajnasishta ashinaha. Very beautiful explanation here. Yajnasishta ashinaha. What explanation for that? Śrīmad Bhagavatpāda says, Deva yajnādi nirvartya. Deva yajnādīn nirvartya. So when I say Deva yajna, please make a note. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Here, Deva yajnādi nirvartya means having lived a panchamaha yajnas, your life of panchamaha yajnas. So Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada does not mean kindling the fire, performing a ritual, offering oblations, etc. here. So Deva Yajnadi Nirvartya means Deva Yajna, etc. means Adi means etc., which means all Panchamaha Yajnas. Five forms of worship. So five forms of worship, worship consisting of five factors. Here, living a clean life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga. If a person lives a way of life ordained by the shastram, and if he involves himself in nitya nimittika karmas, and he avoids pratishiddha karmas and other karmas, then he becomes a person of panchamahayajnas. So deva yajnadi nirvartya means having lived a life of panchamahayajnas. Tatsishtam ashanam. And whatever remains, whatever person gets, tatsishtam ashanam. Amrutakhyam ashitum shilam yesham. So, system actually means when you perform a ritual, whatever is left over remains left as leftover is system. So, here it is not actually the fire ritual, it's a Panchamaha Yajnas. Therefore, whatever a person enjoys, best to enjoy in this world, that is yajna system. And people who enjoy only that, what they get by living in a clean life of dharma, they are yajna system ashinaha. I mean, they enjoy only what they acquired through righteous means. They are the yajna system ashinaha. The enjoyers of the prasadam, the leftover prasadam, Bhagavan. So enjoying anything and everything which people get through righteous means. Yajna shishta ashinaha, other people. Yajna shishta ashinaha. So here, amrutakhyam ashitum. Amrutakhyam. So, enjoyment of pleasures is one thing. Attainment of wealth, etc. is one thing. But here, ultimately, immortality is amrutam, which is mokshaha. And moksha can be attained only through jnanam. So, jnanam is also amrutam because the means of attainment of immortality. And to attain jnanam, one needs mental preparation in terms of mental purification. All the qualifications in terms of mental preparation, mental purity, mental sinners, etc. also is what here. We can say Amrutam, because it serves as a means of attainment of immortality. Therefore, Amrutam, Amrutam, Ashitam, Shilam, Yesham. So, Shila means here discipline. So, people who are endowed with this discipline, throughout their life, people who follow this discipline strictly throughout their life, people who live life of karma yoga strictly governed by dharma and with proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, therefore whatever comes as a result of their actions, they receive it as prasadam also. Such people are said to be yajna sishta ashinaha. So whatever they do it as an offering to Bhagavan. And whatever comes, they take it as prasada. And the trait remains with the sameness of mind. Such people, karma yoginaha, are said to be the partakers of yajna, yajna system, remainings of the yajna. Yajna sishta ashinaha. So yajna sishta ashinaha, the partakers of the remainings of the yajna, means people who live a life of karma yoga. It's a big quality title attributed to the karma yogis. Yajna sishta ashinaha means people who whatever they enjoy in life is prasadam for them. Yajna sishta ashinaha. Such people become very quickly mentally prepared. So they are of this discipline which in due course of time contribute for the mental purity and mental steadiness. Thereby they become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Therefore they are said to be yajnasishta ashinaha. Such people, sarva kilbishaihi mucchyante. Bhagavan gives a big promise. If a person lives his life, lives a life of karma yoga, life panchamaha yajnas, and the purposes, yajna sishta ashina, ashin, you should say, like yajna sishta ashi. Ashina has a plural word. Definitely they become liberated from bondage of karma. Sarva kilbishaihi muchyante means they become liberated from all forms of blemishes. Sarva kilbishaihi muchyante. Whereas people who do not live life of panchamaha yajnas or the people who do not live life of karma yoga cannot have moksha as the purusharta, cannot have jnanam as the purushartha. Definitely they will be karmis, the purushartha will be only artha kamas. Therefore they have big challenge. They will be difficult for them to even live a life of dharma. They cannot know the value of dharma. Thereby helplessly they'll end up doing all wrong things because their goal is only the material satisfaction. Atma karanat pachante. So they do everything, they cook for themselves, means they do everything for satisfying their body, mind, sense complex. Material satisfaction, material ends are important for them. Such people, papinaha, the sinners who go against dharma, they enjoy then agham papam. This is the literal meaning of the verse. சுதேவ யஜ்ஞாதி நிர்வர்த்திய தசிஷ்டம் அசனம் அமிர்தாக்கியம் அஷித்தும் ஷீலம் ஏஷாம் தே யஜ்ஞசிஷ்ட அஷினஹா சந்தஹா முச்சியந்தே சர்வ கில்விஷைஹி மீன் சர்வ பாப்பைஹி முச்சியந்தே சுல்யாதி பஞ்சசூனாகிருதைஹி பிரமாதகிருத ஹிம்சாதி ஜனிதைஹி ச அன்யைஹி தே பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் சின்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் இவன் பஞ்சமகாபாதகைஹி பிரமாதகிருத ஹிம்சாதி ஜனிதைஹி ச அன்யைஹி வாட் எவர் பாபம் அ பர்சன் ஹஸ் அக்யூமுலேட்டட் He become free from all forms of sins. See, if you want to free yourself from all forms of sins you have committed knowingly or unknowingly, better live a life of Panchamahayajnas. Live a life of Karma Yoga. Do your Nitya Naimittika karmas in conformity with Dharma. Finished. That's all. Don't need to worry about anything else. What are the karmas? பகவான் ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் ஹியர் சுல்யாதி பஞ்சசூனாகிருதைஹி பிரமாதகிருத ஹிம்சாதி ஜனிதைஹி ச அன்யைஹி ஸோ சர்வ கில்விஷைஹி மீன்ஸ் சர்வ பாப்பைஹி முச்சியந்தே அ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் லிப் இஃப் அ பர்சன் லிவ்ஸ் லைஃப் கர்மயோகா ஹி பிகம்ஸ் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் சின்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் த சின்ஸ் ஸோ பகவான் சங்கரா ஹியர் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் சுல்யாதி பஞ்சசூனாகிருதைஹி சுல்யாதி பஞ்சசூனாகிருதம் பாபம் ஓகே வாட் இஸ் பஞ்சசூனாகிருதம் பாபம் சி தஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரம் மனுஸ்மிருதி விச் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் திஸ் இன்ஃபேக்ட் இஃப் யூ டேக் Those days, people used to have mortar and pestle. What were they using it for? Mortar and pestle. In Tamil, we say ural. Okay. Actually, when people get fresh grains from the fields and they use that to remove the husk. The paddy, etc., when we get, they get. And they use this, they pound this, pound the grains and using this mortar and pestle to remove the husk. So, in order to remove the husk, we are helpless. We have to remove the husk. We can't eat with the husk. That will cause a lot of other problems for us. For our protection, for our well-being, we need to eat rice. So we need to really remove the husk. We need to pound it. And for that we have to use pestle and this mortar and pestle. So when we use this mortar and pestle to remove the husk, when we are pounding, helplessly, unknowingly, unintentionally also, we may happen to destroy the lives of some tiny beings. Not intentionally. So even in, so this is called khandanam. And then, you know, the peshanam. Peshanam means grinding. So we use, in an amical, we say, those days we have also, you know, we're using the stones. We use two stones to grind. Peshanam is grinding. When we are grinding, when we want chutney or something, or we make powders also, when we grind also, sometimes we don't grind them, but we remove the husk by pounding. But sometimes we grind to come to convert things into powder. Either wet paste to get the wet paste or dry powder. We have to do the grinding. Then also unintentionally, unknowingly also, in spite of being very conscious of not hurting also, we may harm. We may do some harm to some tiny insects, beings, etc., or tiny worms, etc. Not intentionally. And also, apart from that, chulli udakumbaha marjani. So we have to helplessly use only the fire element in the night time to have light for the lamp, for lighting the lamp. We were the guise of only fire element, because those days we never had electricity. So fire element, Agni Devata was there always. We were the merge of Agni Devata, had light the lamp. To cook food, we have to again use chulli. We have to kindle fire. To perform rituals, we were using chulli. To cook food, we are using chulli. And even to have light, we are using only the fire. So lighting the lamp to get rid of, to drive away darkness, and using again fire for cooking, using fire for even performing rituals, fire was used always. So using fire when we enjoy certain things naturally help, again unintentionally, unknowingly, we might have caused some harm to other creatures. We may cause hurt, pain to other creatures. This is the third one. And also, those days we never had these big taps, and setup was not there. People have to go to the rivers or go to the wells and go to the ponds to fetch water. They had to use only pots. So when people fill the pots with the water and they carry the pots with the water, udakumbaha means the pots filled with the water, udakumbaha. So in carrying the water pot, in carrying the empty water pot and bringing the water pot filled with water, and in even drawing the water from the well, etc., in any occasion, there's a possibility of harming or killing some worms or insects that are tiny, tiny living creatures. Even a plant, if you walk on, you are causing pain. Which Swamiji used to say, I never saw Swamiji really plucking a flower. Swamiji said once, he start plucking a flower from the plant also. He told me. See, the sensitivity becomes so high, even he couldn't even pluck the flower first after some time. So even causing pain, being very, very, very conscious of not causing any pain to any creature, because seeing every creature, every living creature, having the knowledge manifest in it, is subject to experience pain. So our action becomes the means of causing pain to other beings. Other beings become the victims of our actions. If they have to suffer, then that is a papa karma. See how thoughtful those days. Huh? Not harming me, not simply giving up, not eating meat, not eating, using dairy. That is not vegetarian. Simply being vegetarian alone is not non-hurting, even not hurting the feelings also. So not causing any pain to any tiny little creature in any occasion of pounding the grains or grinding things, or using fire when we do things, whether cooking or worshipping and performing ritual, or even like the lamp, etc. Even in carrying water, using water pots, in drawing water and fetching water, bringing water, pouring water, any occasion, we may do some harm, we may cause some pain to some tiny little creatures unintentionally also. Then Marjani. Now, Marjani means the broomstick. Marjanam is, in fact, wiping. And Marjani is a broomstick using which we wipe and we clean. When we're definitely when you use Marjani, sometimes tiny ants get also wiped. Even what happened for me. I was so bad. When we broom, unintentionally also, some tiny creatures must be there and they get destroyed. You don't know. Simply even doing some food also can cause pain for those tiny creatures. Therefore, Marjani. So in doing, in even cleaning our place, whenever we clean, we are helpless. No? Helplessly, unintentionally, unknowingly, sometimes knowingly also helplessly, we happen to kill tiny creatures. And we do cause pain, and there will be reaction for all those unknowingly, inevitably, or in unintentionally done actions also. There will be pain. Because they're all papa karmas. Okay? Therefore, these are the five things. And these are the fivefold papams. Who is involved in all these activities? Mainly grihastha. Brahmachari also may be involved. So sannyasi should not be involved. And suppose sannyasi also unknowingly in these activities, in pounding, in grinding, in making use of fire, in carrying water, you make use of the water pot in carrying, etc., in wiping, using this broomstick, in all these activities, there's a possibility of accumulating papams, a result of unintentionally done karma also. And all those papams, panchamaha yagnehi, all those papams become perished completely of a person who lives alive panchamaha yagnas. Is it clear? So Bhagavad Pada mentions that here specifically. So chulyadi panchasuna krutehi. Panchasunaha. Water papam. A person earns, all those papams become perished if a person lives a life of panchamahayagnas. Now imagine how important it is to live a life of panchamahayagnas. Pujya Swamiji always used to say, Nitya Puja is a must for everyone to get rid of, to neutralize inevitably, unknowingly done papa karmas. And not only that, pramadakrita himsadi janitehi cha anyehi. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada specifically refers to a particular Manusmriti verse. He mentions this, chulyadi panchasuna kritehi, keeping in his mind the Manusmriti's verse. பஞ்சகிருத ஹிம்சாதி, சரி, பிரமாத கிருத ஹிம்சாதி ஜனிதேஹி. அகெய்ன் சம்டைம் வி டூ சம் கில்லிங், சம் சார்ட் ஆஃப் வி காஸ் வி அவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டூ காஸ் பெயின், அவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டூ காஸ் ஹர்ட். அன்னோயிங்லி ஆல்சோ, சோ பிரமாத கிருத ஹிம்சாதி ஜனிதைஹி அந்யைஹி. சி பிரமாதஹா மீன்ஸ் அன்இன்டென்ஷனலி, இன்அட்வர்டென்ட்லி, இன்எவிட்டபிளி, அன்அவாய்டபிளி. சோ பிரமாதஹா இன் திஸ் ஹியர் இன்டிஃபரன்ட்லி ஆல்சோ. Anything, any hurt, any pain, any wounding, any pain, any hurt caused inadvertently, then that cause what now? There's a papam. So it is, if a person lives life of panchamahayagyas, he will become liberated from all sins, even the sins caused by the hurt, pain, affliction, wounding caused by the unintentionally done actions. So the papam is caused by the hurt, the pain, wounding. And the pain, hurting, wounding is caused by the inadvertently done actions. So all such, whatever papam a person has accumulated before now, all papams will become completely, all papams will become removed by getting the knowledge. Knowledge will be possible if a person goes through discipline of Jnana Yoga. One can go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga if a person has that mental preparedness, the dispassion and discriminative understanding, the mental tranquility. And that is possible a person taps Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace is possible only if a person strictly lives a life of karma yoga. When he does nityanaimittika karmas, one's own duties in conformity with dharma as an offering to Bhagavan, having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal and the preparedness to accept everything as prasada, the sameness of mind, then definitely a person's life will be a life of panchamahayagyas. There will be contribution, there will be propitiation of devatas, will be conscious of, will be expressing a reverence to our gurus, rishis, now studying shastram. Of course, there'll be Pitrunam will be resolved, Guru Devarunam will be resolved. We'll be paying all our debts back to Devatas and Rishis, etc. That is how we tap Bhagavan's grace. That's how we and Punyam. That's how in due course of time we'll become qualified for the Jnanam, attain Jnanam. Thereby will become free from all sins. So yajna shishta ashinaha santaha sarva kilbishaihi muchyante. People become liberated from the bondage of all papams. So Shakrapada explains, even see unknowingly, inevitably, inadvertently done papa karmas, inevitable. We have to use chulli, we have to use fire. And we have to, of course, nowadays you don't go do any pounding. We go and buy all packed food. Already pound grains come well packed to the supermarkets. You go throw your dollars and pounds, you buy things. So you may not know that. But still you share, because people must have pounded the grain somewhere and you buy and eat it. So still you are sharing the papam also, because by eating that. A good grinding you do at home, whether you use with grinder, you use some olden days, you know, the stone for grinding, whether the wet, you need wet paste or dry powder. When while grinding, we do cause harm. While we're sweeping, using the broomstick, definitely we do cause harm. We do cause pain to the tiny creatures. Therefore, in order to get rid of, resolve all papam, not only sanchita agami karmas, even all the papams, all forms of papams, one might have accumulated by inevitably then karmas, inadvertently then karmas, activities, all of them. So this karma yogi becomes free from all forms of papams. Sarva kilbishaihi mucchante yajna shishta ashinaha. Whereas people who do not live a life of karma yoga are the people who do not live a life of panchamaha yajnas. We don't need to think, oh, panchamaha yajnas means we have to perform a ritual, fire ritual, kindle fire, offer oblations, we have chant mantra. No. Living a life of panchamaha yajnas means living a life of karma yoga. Consciously, thoughtfully living a life of dharma and having Bhagawan as the goal. See, live of karma yoga, then a person, a karma yogi, becomes yajnasishta ashina. Karma yogis become yajnasishta ashinaha. And they become free from all papams. Otherwise, if we don't live a life of karma yoga, there's no shortcut method. There's no other way. Is there any other way without living a life of karma yoga? Is there any possibility of not accumulating papam sins? Is any possibility of getting rid of sins? Is there any possibility of attaining jnanam? No. Otherwise, a person does not live a life of karma yoga, then agam bhunjate papaha atma karanat pachanti. So non-karma yogis, the people who do not live a panchamaha yajnas, or the people who are foolishly selfish and who do everything for the material pleasures, for the material satisfaction, and such people are the sinners and who accumulate papam, they only enjoy the results of papam. I think I need to explain more. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. See how important it is to be very, very alert in not causing any pain, any degree of pain to any living creature. even not hurting, not wounding the feelings of people also. So that is why the Puja Swami, the prayer Puja Swami teaches very, very important. Hey Bhagavan, please always bless me with a strong will. Bless me with the knowledge of right and wrong. Bless me with a strong will always to choose to do the right action, to refrain from the wrong. And we must be blessed with things that we should not be causing any pain to any creature, anybody, inadvertently also. That must be our prayer. Because we seek Bhagavan, we are helpless. So we have to seek Bhagavan's base. That's how we can be successful karma yogis. We want to be, being wanting to be a karma yogi is not enough. We see, that's why I always tell you, living a life of karma yoga means living a life of alertness, not causing any pain in any form, not hurting, not wounding. And we need tremendous grace for that also. So we will be prayerful, we have to be worshipful, to have Bhagavan's ways, to be able to live a life of dharma. So we can get rid of the papas. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.